So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed Beis Hillel's opinion of Af Bechatash and the son of a Matana Achas Keeper. For a Chatas Chitzayna whose blood must be applied on all four corners of the Mizbech HaChitzin and the Azara, only one Matana is mandatory for Kapara, but the other three Matanas are not mandatory. Therefore, im nasin es rishayne kitikna v'sashniya chutz lezmano a keeper. If during the first matana the kohen had no machshava besula, but during the second matana he had a machshava pigul, the carbon remains kosher because, as Rashi explains, ein hashniya materes esabasto lefikach ein mispagelas. The second matana does not achieve heter achila for the carbon since it was already achieved by the first matana. Therefore, the second matana does not make it pigul, as the Gemara discussed in Daf Chav Zayin. And v'im nasin es rishayne chutz lezmano v'sashniya chutz lemkayma pigul v'chayavn lav karas. If during the first matana he had a machshavas pigul to eat the carbon after its designated time, and during the second matana he had a machshavas psula to eat the carbon outside its designated place, the carbon becomes pigul. And the second matana does not cause iruv machshavas because, as Rashi explains, shekvar hukva b'rishayne shekvar karvu kol matirav. The pigul already took effect through the first matana, which achieved the heter achila. The Gemara now elaborates on the distinctions between the first matana and the other three matanas of Echatas. Rav Papa says, Shalosh matana shebechatois yeshment kitchilasai v'yeshment kisayfai. The three latter matanas are in some ways considered zrika like the first matana, and in some ways like shvichi shirayim at the end when the leftover blood is poured onto the yisayit as follows. Chutz v'layla zarus v'klisharus karen v'etzba kibus v'shirayim kitchilasai. The Shalosh matanas are considered like zrika in the following ways. Chutz. One who sprinkles the blood of the Shalosh Matanas outside the Azara is punished with karas, because, as Rashi explains, Shahari Ru'uyim Lifnim Materi Zrika Gemura. This blood is eligible for Zrika inside the Azara. For Laila, the Shalosh Matanas may not be applied at night, because Dam Nifsal B'Shkei Sachama. All Dam becomes disqualified at sunset. Zaras, a non-Kohen who applies the Shalosh Matanas, is punished with Misa B'Dei Shemayim, because it's considered an Avoida. Kli Sharis, Karen, Ve'etzba. The Shalosh Matanas must be applied from a klisharis, with the kohen's finger, and on the top corners of the mizbeach. Kibus. Generally, if the blood of a chatas is spilled onto a garment before the blood was used for azar, the garment must be washed inside the azar, as the pasuk states, v'asher yizah midam ala beged techabes b'makom kadosh. The word yizah is in future tense, and implies that only blood from before azar must be washed inside. However, if the blood spilled onto the garment after it was used for azar, the garment need not be washed inside, because v'asher yizah prat lezeh shekvar huzah. Therefore, if the blood spilled onto a garment after the first matana but before the other shalosh matanas, the garment requires kibbutz because it is considered rol hazah before hazah. The shirayim. The kohen received the dam chatas in four individual cups, and he applied each of the four matanas from a different cup. The shirayim, the leftover blood from the shalosh matanas, must also be poured onto the side like the shirayim from the first matana. However, a papa continues, misa loy sharya v'lo mefaglo v'lo aylo legavoi kisayfen. The Shalosh Matanas are considered like Shirayim and not like Zrika in the following ways. Misa. If the owner of the Chatas died after the first Matana, but before the Shalosh Matanas, the carbon remains kosher and it does not become possible as a Chatash Mesa Balao, because the owner already achieved Kapara from the first Matana. Loi Sharya. The latter Shalosh Matanas do not achieve Heter Achila for the carbon, since it was already achieved by the first Matana. Therefore, if the blood spilled out before the Shalosh Matanas were applied, the carbon remains kosher because the Kapara was already achieved by the first Matana. Therefore, v'loy mefagla. If the kohen had a machshav is pigul during the shalosh matanas, the carbon does not become pigul. V'loy aylo legavoy. If the blood was brought inside the heichel before the shalosh matanas were applied, the blood does not become pasul. And Rav Papa brings proof that shalosh matanas to in kibbutz from the following mishnah in the 11th parak. Nitzas min atzavar ala beged ein atar in kibbutz. If blood of a chatas spilled onto a garment before the blood was received in the klisharis, the garment does not require kibbutz. Because ashayiza bero lahaza yotzezesh leinaskabel bekli, only blood that is eligible for hazah requires kibus. In other words, the blood had kabbalah bekli but was not yet used for hazah. But dam that is not eligible for hazah, such as before kabbalah, does not require kibus. And mina karen umina yisaid einutayin kibus. If blood spilled onto a garment after the blood was applied on the corner of the mizbeach or after it was poured onto the yisaid, the garment does not require kibbutz because ashayiza prat lezeh shekvar huzah, it is no longer considered rol hazah because it's after hazah. And the Gemara has a lengthy discussion as to how we learn from this Mishnah that shalosh matanas is tu'un kibbutz. The Gemara returns to the previous Mishnah, which concludes with kol ha'netana mizbech ha'penimi shemchisa achas min ha'matanas kilu lekeeper. For the chatos ha'penimis whose blood must be sprinkled toward the parechas and applied to the four corners of the mizbech hazah in the heichel, all the matanas are mandatory. Therefore, nasin kulin kitiknan, va'acha shalei kitikna, psula ve'im b'karas. If the kohen had a machshava psula during any one of the matanas, the korban becomes pasul and does not become pigel. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the Mishnah's halacha, which applies to all the following chataras apnimias. Parakoyin HaMashiach. If the Kohen Gadol committed an aver b'shogeg based on his own ruling, he brings a korban chatas of an ox, which requires the above-mentioned hazayis in the heichel. Parhelm Dabashal Tzibur. If the majority committed an aver b'shogeg based on the erroneous ruling of Bezdin, they require a korban chatas of an ox with the above-mentioned hazayis. Siri Avodis Kachavim. If the majority worshipped Avodis Zar b'shogeg based on the erroneous ruling of Bezdin, they require a par la'ila and a sar l'chatas with the above-mentioned hazayis. Par v'sol shem Mikipurim. On Yom Kippur, there were two karbanas chatas, a par and a sar, and each one required shmein hazayis toward the kaparas. And after the dam were mixed together, there were another shmein hazayis toward the pareiches, and dal matanis on the corners of the mizbech hazav, and sheva hazayis on the top of the mizbech hazav. And that in these chatayis, all their matanis are ma'akiv, is derived from the pasuk of par helm davar, that states, v'asul par kasha asul par chatas kenya asuloi. As Rashi explains, the entire pasuk is superfluous because all the avodas kapara of matan sheva and matan dalad were already mentioned in the previous pasukim, and therefore the pasuk is rearranged to teach as follows. The words va'asa kasha asa refers to matan sheva, and shana lavakas of la'akiv. The pasuk repeated matan sheva a second time to teach that it's mandatory for the kapara of parhelm davishal tzibra. The words kenya asa refer to matan dalad, and shana lavakas of la'akiv. The first lapar refers to par yom kippurim, and this creates a hekesh that par yom kippurim is like par helm davishal tzibur, that all the matanis are ma'akiv. And the second lapar refers to par koyin mashiach, and this creates a hekesh that par koyin mashiach is also like all par helm davishal tzibur, that all the matanis are ma'akiv. And hachatas refers to se'iri avodis kachavim, and this creates a hekesh that se'iri avodis kachavim also requires matanis bifnim, and that all these matanis are ma'akev like a parhelm davishal tzibur, because both karbanis are similar, and that shemechapin al averis mitzvahs yedua. They both achieve kapara for a vera that became known. However, regarding the other chatoyas tzibur, such as se'iri harigolim and se'iri resh chadashim, they do not require matanis bifnim, because they differ from parhelm davishal tzibur, and that shemechapin al averis mitzvahs yedua. They achieve kapara only for the avera of tumas mikdash kadashim that did not become known. The pasuk concludes with v'chiper afapish le'samach. The kapara is accomplished even without smicha, and it's not mandatory. And v'nislach afapish le'nosin shirayim. The slicha is accomplished even without shpichas shirayim, and it's not mandatory. As the Gemara explains, paisel b'hazayis shema akves b'chol makim. Only the hazayis are mandatory for the kapara, because we find regarding paraduma and the goyim that their hazayis are mandatory. However, smicha and shvicha shirayim are not mandatory for kapara, because we find regarding all other kabanas that they're not mandatory. This discussion continues in the next daf.